Hello, I'm Jane. My first article is on the front page of the Wallingford Herald, and it's entitled Children's Feet Left Bleeding at Splash Park. This article continues in the body of the paper on page 7. Several children were left injured with bleeding feet at a splash park during the heatwave. Parents insist the cause of the injury at Riverside Park and Pools in Wallingford was the floor underneath the water. But the pool's operator, Better, claims children would have been hurt themselves outside the pool from running around barefoot. Mum of three, Ellie Tennant, whose children all had cuts to their feet after their visit last Saturday, said, "Better must do better." Miss Tennant from Wallingford suspects it may be the tiles or the grout at the bottom of the shallow area of the pool. "This needs to be looked at properly," the mum said. "We've been going for years and this has never happened before, but it recently reopened. When we were there between 3 p.m. and 5 p.m, there was another girl with very bad cuts and four other kids whose feet were bleeding. The pool was heaving. It was hot. Some of the kids could not swim, so they are all in the shallow end." Miss Tennant spoke to staff at the pool after her children, aged 4, 7, and 9, had cuts. But she was left dissatisfied when one of the assistants did go in, but failed to put her head in the water and take a proper look. Later that week, the problem was brought to her attention once again when a parent posted on a Facebook community group about 9 other children being injured on another day while at the pool. "Obviously, hasn't sorted this out," she said. "This has probably been going on for a week. As soon as one child has a cut foot, the children could really come out, and it be looked at properly." A spokeswoman for the operator said 2 surveys were carried out of the pool floor and walls, but it did not find any issue such as debris, damage or loose tiles. "We've had 4,000 visits to the swimming pool since it reopened this year and had only a handful of complaints regarding children with grazed feet. We believe these may have been incurred outside the pool where children are running around barefoot on hot concrete or uneven ground. To help prevent this from happening, we would encourage all visitors to wear suitable footwear, such as sliders, while walking around the pool area." Wallingford Town Councillor Ros Lester said, "This is a shame for our local children and the many visitors that the heatwave has encouraged to play in the splash park. Hopefully the cause will be found and sorted very quickly. Until they find the cause, it seems sensible only to wear some kind of footwear, as the splash park is surrounded by grass and anything could be hidden there. We all want Wallingford to be considered as a safe place for all." And there's a picture of Ros Lester sitting on a bench in Castle Gardens.